The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
Now imagine hope, because we've seen the mighty work of God do what only He can do with a shattered, broken, wrecked life over and over again. And it's that hope that keeps us in the fight when they can't fight for themselves. It's that hope that takes us around the world to help one life at a time, especially right now. I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. Yes, pain is real, but so is hope.
Next on Life Today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tammy Trent, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Life Today. This is a special day for me, but it's a hard one. I want to share some things with you that are heavy on my heart. I know it's hard to hear some of what I'm about to share with you, but could you imagine for a moment a little girl right now sitting in a dark, dark room that's probably filthy, dirty, hot and humid, and the conditions are absolutely horrible. She's broken and abused with no sign of real life, someplace far away from home and all alone, and she's scared. Now imagine she's praying that someone will come for her and give her a way out of that place. She's crying out for freedom and for a better life, the one that she was promised, wondering if someone will hear her. Will someone care enough? Asking if there's anybody out there that can help. The horror and reality of human trafficking and the nightmare that it is for literally millions of children all around the world is very real. The thought of a scenario like that is almost unthinkable for us to imagine. The darkness swallowing the light minute by minute, one child at a time. Human trafficking is a $150 billion industry. An estimated 4.8 million women, girls, and boys are currently victims of sex trafficking right now. And it's the fastest growing crime worldwide. The effects are severe and long-lasting, including long-lasting physical, emotional, and psychological trauma, disease, and addiction. Now, would you believe me if I told you that it's possible to rescue that beautiful little girl and restore her back to life again? It is. Through our Reach, Rescue, and Restore efforts, our team and mission partners are there on the ground right now, and they are well-trained and fully equipped, many surrounded by law enforcement, and they are not afraid to knock down the evil, wicked doors of hell if they have to get to that child. And today, you have the opportunity to be part of that with us. Now imagine hope. Because we've seen the mighty work of God do what only He can do with a shattered, broken, wrecked life over and over again. And it's that hope that keeps us in the fight when they can't fight for themselves. It's that hope that takes us around the world to help rescue, reach, and restore one life at a time, especially for the many that feel hopeless, helpless, and trapped right now. Watch this.
I'm here in Asia on one of the borders between two countries where children and women are being trafficked every day. We have mission partners at this border crossing that are trained to intervene. They're trained to recognize and know what to look for when it comes to potential children being victimized. Can you imagine waking up thinking your child was safe in her bed, only to find out that that child is gone?
Daira ma khel, oh daigoruma khelera basira thi baira, ani tyai ma aera jam usko hotel thiyo ni ta, 3 din lagyo ni ta, uta Delhi tira puraun lai hola, ani maile bhaneko ke re adha bato ma khayo ani juice khaera.
Te fer hamlog border ma 3 din the, fer uske baad hamlog ko तो फिर उसके बाद मालूम पड़ा तो फिर मेरे को फ्रिज वो लोग का फ्रिज का रूम अलग रहता था ना कभी कभी चाय पिलाने लेके जाते थे वो बॉर्डर में उन लोग का आदमी लोग मिला था उनका
Listen, we can all agree on it is our job as humans, as Christians, as church, to stop this industry of human trafficking. We have mission partners on these borders. We need more of them. There are more borders that need our help. So I'm asking you right now, go help us make a difference in the lives of little girls. Help us prevent the pain of a mom and dad waking up to the horror that their daughter is gone.
Your daughter is gone. Your son is gone. Your granddaughter is missing. Your niece has been taken. Your grandson disappeared. I think if any one of us got a knock on our door today and heard those words spoken to us, our response would be, tell me what to do. How do I get to them? Where do I go? Where do I start? We'd lay down everything to save them. We'd jump in the fight and do whatever it took to get to them. And that is exactly what our mission is here at Life Outreach International. We can't just sit back and allow the enemy to steal children. He might have the power, but he has no authority. This is why I'm incredibly grateful for our mission partners standing guard at those borders right now. They have pulled away 2,500 girls from the arms of traffickers, but we need more of them. More of them to help stop potential trafficking. There are so many unprotected borders around the world right now, and we can't afford to sit back and let that happen. One of the most important parts of this mission to me is to reach these children before they are turned over to the enemy of their souls, the enemy of their innocence, the enemy of their futures and their hopes and their dreams. We need to get to those children with educational outreaches to train them in how to watch for the signs, for the lies and the tricks of a trafficker before they're taken. But if they are, we'll fight to get them back. And once that rescue takes place, there is a long road ahead back to healing again. But we are committed to walk that out with them, to do whatever it takes to restore. And I've been there. I've been in one of our rescue life centers recently in Central America. I've seen the girls with life in their eyes again. I know they felt safe there. They were thriving. Just like they are in all of our life centers around the world. They're learning new skills to earn a living. They're being taught the Word of God and who He says they are and so much more. I wanted them to know how sorry I felt for everything they've carried their entire short lives. It's so much more than I could ever imagine carrying myself. They inspired me. They were the real heroes because they're choosing to walk out every single day, walk out this healing process in hopes to find wholeness, wellness, and healing again. I'm praying for every mission partner and every child that enters one of our life centers, that every little girl who comes into those places would come to learn that she was made for more, that God sees her and is for her, and He promises to make all things new again. Revelations 21:5 says, and He who was seated on the throne says, behold, I'm making all things new. And then He said this, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Jesus is faithful to restore. So our rescue life strategy has three steps: to reach, rescue, restore. This is what we do, and this is what we need. We need people just like you to come alongside us in this enormous fight. And right now, if God lays it on your heart to give, your gift will be matched from amazing friends of our ministry with a $320,000 match. So that means that your gift, whatever you can give, will be doubled. So $64 now begins the process of reaching, rescuing, and restoring one child. $128 now begins the process of reaching, rescuing, and restoring two children. And $1,280 now begins the process of reaching, rescuing, and restoring 20 children. We can all do something today to stand up against such evil. We can't just hope that someone else would take care of it. We have to extend hope ourselves right now. Just be faithful to respond and trust in God and in us, knowing that together, together, we will and we can make a difference. Watch this.
ខ្ញុំខ្មិចពូឈឺចាប់អីភ័យខ្លាចទៀតមិនដឹងធ្វើម៉េចបើយកអត់ព្រមទេគេវាយយើងបាក់យើងដល់ពេលអញ្ចឹងខ្ញុំព្រមតាមគេយើងនៅក្មេងយើងឆោតទៀតយើងមានចេះទាំងអស់ហ្នឹង Sex trafficking of young women and children is one of the darkest and most depraved activities of humankind on the planet today. There are nearly 5 million victims who have been forced into prostitution, and a majority of those are women and children.
These are kids that have been forced to have sex with people, and they're being abused, and they're being photographed, and doing things that no child should ever have to do.
Mission Rescue Life was born over a decade ago to do our part in helping shine the light of God's love into these dark and depraved areas. We are partnering with missionaries around the world who are rescuing those bound in slavery. Even former trafficking victims, like Bella, are helping those in need.
You know, sometimes I told them about my story. I said, before I used to do that too, and I know how to feel. I think if I'm without God, I'm nothing. So every day I always thank God for this life.
So when we look at these big numbers of statistics that are just demotivating, what we choose to do is we just choose to focus on the one. We work alongside law enforcement, and so we rescue one today. We rescue one tomorrow. We rescue one next week, because every single child matters to God. And so then they have to matter to us.
Every single child matters to God, so they have to matter to us. It's true. From the beginning to the end of God's word, He speaks about the importance and the worth of children because they're so important to Him. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 14, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, do not stop them." He was talking to the disciples. "For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And these are precious, beautiful children made in the image of God, their Creator. And I believe also, as God's children, we have the responsibility to do everything we possibly can to rescue the vulnerable, the weak, the abused, and the exploited before it's too late. I can't imagine what that might look like, and I don't want to imagine that. I just know that we have to get to them and get to them now. I know this is big. It's so big. And it's a growing problem. And many may even say, how can I even make an impact? But you can, and you are. Together, we are making an impact. Lives are being changed at our life centers. And it's powerful. Our Redeemer is powerful. Recently, while on a trip with Life Outreach to Central America, I was taken to a private home with our mission partners, where I sat at the feet of a girl in a small room. She'd been so mentally beaten down for years, and her heart was guarded and a little hard. She didn't know even who to trust anymore. I told her, "You matter to God, you matter to me, and you matter to us." I sat there and I listened to her story. We both spoke in different languages, but understood broken English and broken Spanish enough to know that there was real pain and hurt and disappointment and anger, brokenness, and a longing for a better life. Her abuser didn't even know she was there, and she was so scared to be there talking to us. But I'll never forget, after hearing her story, I said to our mission partner, "Can I just say something to her?" And as I reached for her hands, she immediately reached back for mine. With tears running from my eyes, God gave me a word for her, and I began to speak peace and calling out every good thing inside of her, every gift and dream that God had given her, and to not lose sight of that, to not lose hope, that she was brave and she was courageous, and God had a destiny for her beyond this. And I believed it was possible for her to one day walk in those gifts and change the world around her. I promised her that I would remember her and pray for her often. By this time, we were both crying and hugging, and I whispered in her ear, I just said, "Jesus loves you, and so do I." I actually wondered how she'd receive that, having so much fake, counterfeit love in her life and touch in her life. But she looked at me and she kissed me on the cheek and she said, thank you, I love you too." And it was at that moment I knew what she was feeling, the love of God, and I could see renewed hope in her eyes. I had to fly back home, but I knew our mission partners were there on the ground to continue the healing process with her and many just like her who need to be rescued from horrific situations and brought into one of our Rescue Life centers for support and for love and restoration and to learn about their Heavenly Father who will never leave them or forsake them and is for them. So let's do this. Let's help give them a better life. Let's not be silent. Let's help them dream again. Let's take back what the enemy stole because they've already been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus and they belong to Him. They are nobody's slave. Would you stand with me today? Would you stand with us today? Would you go online or call us right now and give a gift to Rescue Life? Remember, the $320,000 matching gift allows your gift to go twice as far. So $64 will now begin the process of reaching, rescuing, and restoring one child. $128 now reaches, rescues, or restores two. And $1,280 will now reach, rescue, and restore 20. We would love to hear from you to let us know that you're able to come alongside us to help bring this darkness to light, to set the captives free, to reach, rescue, or restore one child at a time. Let's send a resounding message to the enemy that we will not stop until every child is safe.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the brand new book from James Robison and Jay Richards, Fight the Good Fight. This book will open your eyes to what's at stake and the unwavering truth that God isn't finished with our nation. It's time to fight the good fight and return to unshakable biblical principles. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the NIV Large Print Thin Line Bible. This easy-to-carry, easy-to-read NIV Bible with comfort print allows you to take in more of God's Word each time you open your Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
God's Word tells us that Jesus cares for and values little children, while statistics tell us that human traffickers could not care less for them. The only value to them is the money they can make for the traffickers who exploit them for sex and forced labor. This was the case of two little girls, Abini and Belly, who were 5 and 7 years old when our mission partners in South Asia rescued them. Abini was living in the brothel with her mother, who was a sex worker. Her pimp was allowed to molest little Abini. Belly was found in a remote village with a madam who was selling her off to an old man who was already abusing and using her for himself. His next step would have been to sell her to the local brothel in a major city. The good news is, Life Outreach, along with our mission partners, are rescuing trafficked children through education in their villages, SWAT team raids that are literally knocking down doors to brothels, and restoring lives through one-on-one ministry outreach efforts. Abini and Belly are now loved, safe, and cared for in our Life Center, getting an education, learning about the Lord, praying and singing as little children should be doing. Stories like these would not have been possible without your help. But there are still thousands of children around the world crying out for someone to rescue them. At Life Outreach, we have partnered with missionaries on the ground to reach, rescue, and restore children of all ages caught in the grip of human trafficking. We must continue this work, and the time to act is now. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our mission partners on the ground and to Jesus for rescuing those little girls before they were about to be sold into a brothel, Albini and Belly. When I think of these two little girls being truly loved and cared for right now and playing and running in a yard at one of our life centers and smiling and singing and being taught about the love of God and learning about their new identity in Christ, I just want to scoop them up myself and love on them myself. It makes my heart so happy to be a part of giving them back their life and introducing them to the most genuine, deepest love they could ever know, Jesus, who will never leave them nor forsake them, who loves them beyond measure without condition. It also makes me want to shout and say thank you. Thank you to you, our viewers, because we could not do any of this without your help. Through your giving, it made that rescue possible. And I know all of heaven was celebrating too. The Bible says in Psalms 82:4, rescue the poor and helpless, deliver them from the grasp of the evil people. We're doing that. It's working. But there are so many more that need us right now. Why? Because there are so many evil traffickers, men and women, in this world that are getting away with this crime of using force, manipulation, and fraud to induce these children into going with them. It's hard to wrap my heart around the thought of another human being caring so little about the well-being of an innocent, helpless child, telling them that they are less than, not important, worthless, without value, dispensable, someone's property, that they see no value in that life. They use them, abuse them, and eventually throw them away, and it's disgusting to me. Children are being lied to every day by human traffickers and promised the world that better days are ahead for them, and maybe even their families. So they trust the unknown and they go because they just don't know any better. So do you see why we need to reach them before this happens? Before they wake up to this hellish nightmare that will now become their life? A life of abuse over and over again, raped and probably beaten or tortured. Told if they don't comply and do exactly what their traffickers say, they may even be killed. They are trapped. They are enslaved. They are in prison, and they have no way of escape unless someone can get to them. I'm not asking you to get on a plane and search high and wide for every child that's been sold into sex trafficking, but I'm reaching out right now to ask you if you would help us raise the funds so that we can train and send more workers to those unsecured borders to reach those children first, so that we can locate children and make a plan to secure their rescue. And finally, to help keep our life centers fully operational so that we can continue the process of restoring every beautiful life that walks through those doors. One life at a time, back to life, back to wholeness, back to wellness and healing in Jesus' name. So if you've given before, please know how much it means to us. Please give again if you can. The time is now. And if you've never had the chance to give to our Rescue Life mission, please consider doing it today. Your $64 gift will be doubled to reach, rescue, or restore a child. 128 reaches, rescues, or restores two. Some of you can give $1,280 to reach, rescue, or restore 20. Just do what you can. That's all we're asking. Just do what you can. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Yes, pain is real, but so is hope. And we want to provide a way out, a chance to restore, and to give back life again to these children all around the world.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the brand new book from James Robison and Jay Richards, Fight the Good Fight. This book will open your eyes to what's at stake and the unwavering truth that God isn't finished with our nation. It's time to fight the good fight and return to unshakable biblical principles. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the NIV Large Print Thin Line Bible. This easy-to-carry, easy-to-read NIV Bible with comfort print allows you to take in more of God's Word each time you open your Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I remember the first time my wife Andrea and I stood right here. I mean, this place was a construction zone. There was mud everywhere. It was dirty and messy, and there were holes, so you had to really be careful, like, where you stepped.
Yeah, but as the new foundations were laid, we watched this area completely transform. It became a place of safety, a place of beauty, a place of healing. It really is a picture of what this rescue is all about.
And so that's why we work alongside law enforcement. We participate in raids, and kids are freed. Kids are freed from slavery, and then they're brought to the Child Rescue Centre.
But there is still so much more work to be done. Millions of children just waiting to be rescued. And together with your help, we can reach these children, rescue them, and restore them, body, mind, and soul. Please just do what you can. You will literally be setting these children free who are now enslaved and enabling them to reach their potential that God intended.
Reach, rescue, restore. We can do this. We can stop trafficking before it starts. We can rescue those trapped in bondage. We can provide healing and restoration to those who have been victims. Let's take a stand against those who would perpetrate evil on the innocent. Let's stand in the gap for these children who desperately need us today. Let's come together as the mighty army of God, fully equipped to take on this battle and win. We can do this. Have faith, believe, and take action now. Thank you so much for watching. From all of us here at Life Today and our mission partners all around the world, I'm Tammy Trent, and we'll see you next time.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.